You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Take one. Knock, knock.
Who it is?
We're Stephen and Dana, and we can't believe you found our fucking podcast.
A podcast.
We're so glad you're listening to it. We would never listen to it.
I don't even want to listen to it to edit it.
I don't even want to wake up in the morning.
We're Stephen and Dana, and we're in the room. Hello.
Hello. Welcome to In the Room.
Welcome. Achez-moi.
Diana, get my bag. We're in the room with our bodies ourselves.
And Barbara Hershey. Dana, it's the last of the season. We love our year in review episode.
We do.
Oh, we usually have like a fierce guest and we get cozy and... You know, we play our New Year's games.
We do, but now we don't have any guests, and it's just us in our respective rooms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We really had to pivot and be flexible this year because, as our name suggests, we like to be in the room with our subjects. And we weren't able to do that, so
yeah.
We thought, ugh, we're going to have to be remote. But I think we pulled it.
Remote.
We pulled it off.
You know what? This.
Pat,
you hear that?
Pat on your back, Hanny. We did it. And hopefully we'll be in some people's rooms at some point next year. Who knows when? Or at least an outside veranda.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah, I can't wait to be in a room that isn't this one. Herpy Herditers.
Herpy Herditers. Ermagerd, it's nerd. We got a big old dump in New York City.
We had snow.
Stephen, did you go sledding in it? Did you make snow angels?
No. I've never been sledding. I'd love to, though.
I think you'd...
It looks
dangerous. Yeah, I think you'd really, really love.
Yeah, I think it would be a gay old
time. You don't have to move. You just sit on something and then go. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I would love to go ice skating, too. John and I, maybe a couple weeks ago, before the official lighting ceremony, went to look at the tree because we just had to see it for ourselves. And we saw people ice skating at Rockefeller Center, and it occurred to me, you know, what a great year to go ice skating, if not at Rockefeller Center at all, because tourists aren't here, and that's seemingly such a touristy... thing to do when in New York in the winter.
Yeah.
Go ice skating.
Yeah.
And I feel like that would be really easily accessible this year and outdoors. And I will certainly be socially distanced from anyone that isn't a wall because I can't ice skate very well. But it's so fun.
I have a hard time believing that because weren't you a dancer?
Yeah, but ice is different.
But once you get in the rhythm of it, you're like, oh, this is what it feels like. Okay, there's a warming up period when you're on the ice. You're like, oh my God, my knees are rusty. I'm going to fall. And then you just kind of like get into it.
Yeah, I can certainly get into it, but like I can't turn around. I can't, you know, reverse the order of the rink.
Right.
I can't. I'm not Michelle Trachtenberg in Ice Princess.
Nor are you Michelle Kwan.
I'm not Hayden Panettiere in Ice Princess. Tonya Harding has my career. Now, you're by yourself. Like, through the end of the year, your roommate is gone.
Through the middle of next month. Through middle of Jan. My roommate is not here. And it's been lovely. Like, I love having another person around, obviously. But, you know, at the end of quarantine, I think it's welcomed. You know, it's like we both get our own spaces.
How are you going to celebrate whatever you're choosing to celebrate in a year where you are not with family and not with friends and literally in your apartment by yourself? You can do whatever you want.
Well,
what's Christmas morning look like for you?
Well, no, I have a quarantine pod where it's just our two households and we check in like we're roommates. Like, hey, I'm going to go into the city. Are you okay with that? Or like, I'm going to meet up with someone for outdoor drinks. Are you okay with that? So our two households, me and my besties in Astoria, we hang out. And then Christmas Eve, we have our tradition of going to Tacuba, our local Mexican restaurant. And we get toasted, and I get my grasshopper tacos, and we have rounds and rounds of margs, and then we return to their place, watch Christmas movies, and like, you know, our Christmas tree wreath cookies, and we just continue with the, like, the desserts, and then we pass out, and I fall asleep on the couch, and we wake up the next morning, and then, like, I'll come home, I'll open my presents, I will FaceTime with my family, but it'll be cute. That's mine.
Nice.
That's mine.
Nice.
Yeah. I won't be totally alone. I'll have my peeps.
No one is alone.
What are you guys doing? The Jew.
No, certainly
the Jew in the Shiksa.
Major. Yeah, right. Certainly nothing all that deep. I did pick up, I was out running some errands, and I stopped in Williams-Sonoma because they have this delicious, I actually think I had it with you when we recorded this podcast at Penny Fuller's house. She made us that like truffle cream sauce pasta.
Wait, and that's the dressing of the salad.
The dressing?
There's a dressing of the salad she made that was Williams-Sonoma dressing.
Oh, separate. Okay. Maybe.
I think Don't about know. It daily.
The point is, I wanted to get that pasta sauce, and it's, you know, $1 million. It's $15 for a jar of it. But we thought, oh, like transitioning out of Thanksgiving and into holiday, this would be an indulgent winter meal. Super into it. But while I was there, they also had like prepackaged cookie mix, which I would normally avoid. But this is the Dolly Parton recipe. So it's for her sugar cookies, and I had to pick it up, so it comes with two pouches, so one we made the night we watched Christmas on the Square, and the other we'll make Christmas morning.
I need to talk about Christmas on the Square, and I need to talk about it with the Lady Watch boys, and I hope that we can at some point very soon.
Yeah, I mean, pin in it.
Pin in that, folks.
It'll be worth it. It'll be worth it. This is your call to action, though. If you haven't watched it yet, you have until our next episode.
Open up your hymnals to page 87. Yeah, I tell you what.
I cannot stop singing it around the house.
None of it is, it's beyond what you can even imagine. Unimaginable. I could watch it every single day until I die.
Dolly Parton cured COVID and made Christmas in the Square in the same year.
Christine Baranski. I'm rendered speechless.
Watch.
I'm rendered
It was great.
Speechless. Jennifer Lewis.
I'm obsessed.
Jennifer Lewis. Okay, we're going to do a whole other episode about this, but this is just your little taste. Good God, y'all. Watch it before our next
Get
episode.
Into it. Please. So yeah, Dolly Parton cookies, Williams-Sonoma. I don't know. We're not like a big, you know, Christmas household, especially this year. Like there will be no gifts. Yeah. We took everything this year. We were like birthdays, anniversary. We're like, yeah, well like, you know, say the thing and order in, but we'll celebrate everything twice as hard next year. Can we still try to play our favorite calendar game?
Please.
Okay, great. I'm opening up.
I think to preface this, I need to say we both plan very differently. I use my iPhone and I use the calendar app and I put everything in it. Like, I put wake up in it. You know what I mean?
I mean, only because I've seen it and it actually says, you know, 6:30 in like a red box, wake up.
Oh, everything is like, yeah, to the minute.
Take a shower.
These are my vitamins. This is my workout. This is, don't forget to put this in the mail. Nails, work, call this person. Like, it's every day. So
it's your to-do list. It's your everything.
Yeah, while maybe nothing has happened this entire year, I'm interested to see what I actually wrote.
I will be referencing from my camera roll because while I started the year off very strong with my planner, I got a new planner. I was very intimate. I color-coded my planner. It was fierce.
Oh, my God, that's so sad. Oh, that's so sad.
And then I stopped using it in March.
Yeah.
Oh, so I didn't make little tear-off papers like you said, but I'm just going to, like, use my cursor on the computer to, like,
yeah, however we get there.
Pick a date. So I'm doing, and stop. May 29th.
May 29th. Thank you, yeah, May 29th.
Where's my phone? Where'd my phone go? Wait, I just had it. Uh-oh. Oh, well, I guess I can do this on my computer, too, but where's my phone? Oh, I'm talking to you on my phone.
Yep. That's why I got my computer. Okay,
okay, let me see. Library. What did I say? May 29th?
Yeah.
My computer's gonna die soon. Great, we have plenty of footage. May 29th, 2020. Yep, that's 4 photos. Doesn't really trigger much.
It Let's doesn't.
See,
Interesting.
There's 4 photos taken on May 29th, 2020, and they are all of my cat in his bed in a blanket. But let me, like, you go, and I'm also going to look at, like, what I did May 28th. Maybe that'll trigger.
Okay. So while Stephen does that, May 29th was a huge day for me, you guys. It was payday. So, woohoo. I worked. I still have my 9-to-5. God rest me, married gentleman. So blessed. Yes. I had to remind my boss of something. I took my vitamins. I do some social media stuff for the jazz singer Spencer Day. So I had to send him some creative ideas. And then I had to edit, and then I had to deliver an episode of Broadway Fanatic, which you can watch on Broadway on Demand. So that was kind of a get shit done day.
Amaze. You've been the busiest since
that
March.
Actually covered all 3 jobs in that one day.
The only thing, I still can't figure out what I was actually doing, but May 28th, we recorded with Nadia Quinn.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I like this. Yeah.
So that's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to pick another one. And we're spinning, we're spinning, we're spinning. Where am I? Oh. Well, I went off the screen, so here. August 25th.
Oh, okay. August 25th. August 25th.
August 25th, 2020. I hope I'm still recording. Okay, well, I didn't take any pictures that day. I have no record of what I was doing that day.
How about the days on either side?
No record. Must have been dull. August, I remember being rough because it was hot and we had been, like, really stuck indoors by then. So I feel like I was just inside, air conditioning, grumpy.
Well, the day after that, August 26th, I had a dentist appointment.
Ooh.
So it was the first time I had gone into the city in a long time. And was, like, around other people, in a place, a dentist in my mouth, you know, like...
Yeah, that's other a big people. First
Yeah, venture. Like, very close to my body, and that was very weird. And they, it's called the Smile Cafe. And it's kind of by Grand Central Station. It was so cute. And
so
when
cute.
I walked in, they like sprayed me with like a, disinfectant bottle, like my whole body. I had to stand there like I was getting patted down. Like, wow. All right,
Amazing.
Spray bottle.
Let's do one more. My battery's at 13%.
Great.
Boom. Oh, this is good because it's pre-quarantine.
Oh, can you even remember?
February 19th. I know what okay, February 19th was.
Don't tell
me. Wait. How do I go back? February 19th.
Oh, I know what. I know why you're gasping.
That was the day. That was my last day of work. I had just quit my jobs before quarantine, and
oh, I love that.
I said that my last day was the 19th, but the way the calendar worked out, my last day was really the 18th. So on the 19th, I got on a plane to Los Angeles. We took a vacation.
Yes, you did. See, I put that in my schedule, too. I put Stephen in L.A. through 26th. I need to know where my people are at.
What else were you up to besides worrying about me?
Oh, you know what? What else is on my schedule for that day is I wanted to make a Spotify playlist for my nephew for his first mm-hmm. birthday party.
Uh-huh.
Because we were going up there on March 3rd, and so I was, like, preparing a little, like, party for him, like a rave, 1-year-old rave.
Fierce. Dana, I want to wish you the happiest of holidays and the best new year. My computer's gonna die. It was completely charged when we started.
Saved by the Bell listeners, thank you so much for sticking with us through 2020. We had so much fun really pivoting the fuck out of this.
Yeah, see you all on the other side. Bye.
Bye. Yeah!
In the Room with Stephen and Dana is produced by Stephen Farazee
and Dana Craig. Special thanks to Joel Wagoner for tinkling the ivories on our theme song. Hit him up at joelwagoner.com.
We apologize, and you're welcome. We'd also like to thank Jesse Wiener, W-I-E-N-E-R, for our jazzy original music sprinkled throughout each episode.
You can find him at jessewiener.com.
Last but certainly not least, we'd like to thank Kevin Thomas Garcia for taking all of our ridiculous photos. You can find him online at ktgnyc.com. We are all over the internet on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at In The Room Pod.
Follow us, like us, share us, pimp us out. And don't forget to subscribe to In The Room Podcast. We everywhere, so subscribe. And thank you so much for listening.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.